Heavenly gracious Father, we praise you. Te adoramos, Padre. Thank you for these children. Gracias por estos niños, for all the children that were there. Todos los niños que estuvieron en el campamento. You did amazing work, Lord. Hiciste una obra linda. There were lives that were transformed. Hubieron vidas transformadas. You blessed all the volunteers. Bendeciste a los voluntarios. All that came, todos los que vinieron, the parents, the people from the community, los padres, la gente de la comunidad. Thank you, Lord, for all that you did. Gracias por todo lo que hiciste. We pray that there will be much fruit that comes from this camp, even in the future. Estamos nosotros con anhelo de ver todo el fruto que tú vas a traer a través del campamento. Help us, Lord, to continue to develop our children's ministry. Ayúdanos a continuar a desarrollar nuestro ministerio de niños. Bless these children as they go and have their time together. Bendice a esos niños ahora que van a ir a tener su tiempo juntos. That they would learn and grow in your word. Que aprendan y crezcan en tu palabra. They would become mighty men and women of God. Que sean hombres y mujeres tuyos, Señor, llenos de tu espíritu. And Lord, bless the message today. Bendice el mensaje hoy. Use me as your instrument. Úsame como tu instrumento. That we would receive what we need today. Que recibamos todo lo que necesitamos en este día. And bless each one. Bendice a cada uno. In Jesus' name. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén. All right, kids, you are dismissed. Se pueden ir los niños. We are so excited to be in the middle of our series. Estamos en medio de nuestra serie. This year, we've talked about going deeper and higher in Christ. Hemos hablado este año de ir más alto y profundo en Cristo. And it's an amazing thing, all that God has given us. I'm very thankful Brother Orlando did a wonderful job last week. El hermano Orlando hizo un buen trabajo la semana pasada. Thank you for him and what he shared with us for a couple of weeks, un par de semanas. And it gave your pastor a break. Les dio su pastor un descanso in that area. I very much appreciate that. But we want to reconnect back to our overall series. Queremos conectar a la serie del año. And one of the things I want to just start off is, this morning is sharing a story. Quiero contarles un cuento. First of all, let me ask you, how many of you have ever been in a situation where you've eaten too much? ¿Cuántos han estado en una situación que han comido demasiado? All right? And in Honduras, we have a saying. I'm going to say it in Spanish. En Honduras decimos que quedamos tristes porque ya no podemos comer más. And we have the saying in Spanish in Honduras that we're sad because we can't eat anymore. And so, you know, I don't know if you've ever been there. But, you know, the goal of eating is not to feel sick at the end. La meta de comer no es para que nos sintamos con ganas de arrojar al final, but to actually feel satisfied, pero sentirnos satisfechos. And how many of you have felt satisfied at the end of the meal? You didn't overdo it. You just feel satisfied. ¿Cuántos han sentido satisfechos después de comer? Does that feel good? ¿Se siente bien? You know, there's a famous story in my family. Hay una historia famosa en mi cuento, en mi familia. There was an uncle of mine. Había un tío mío, a brother of my mom, hermano de mi mamá. And they were at a restaurant. Y estaban en un restaurante. And in this restaurant, anytime you wanted more, you raise the little flag. Y en ese restaurante, cada vez que querías más, levantabas una banderita. And so my uncle got really good at doing that. Se hizo bien experto. And he's, oh, you know, this is great. Y le traían más. And they were bringing more and more. And he's like getting more excited. Y más, y más. And finally, my grandfather, mi abuelito, looked over at him, lo miró. And he says, if you raise your hand one more time, si levantas la mano una vez más, I'm going to break your arm. Te voy a quebrar el brazo. Sometimes we can overdo it. A veces nos podemos pasar. But today I want to talk about spiritual fullness in Christ. Quiero hablar de llenura espiritual en Cristo. With Jesus, we can't overdo it. Con Jesús no lo podemos sobrehacer. Jesus, in Jesus, we can get complete satisfaction. En Cristo podemos tener satisfacción completa. Spiritual fullness in Christ. Llenura espiritual en Cristo. How many of you say, man, that sounds good, I want that? ¿Cuántos dicen, eso suena bien, quiero eso? Amen? Because that's the goal. Esa es la meta in Christ. And so we're going to look at this in three parts. Lo vamos a ver en tres partes. Beginning with Colossians 2, Colosenses 2. And in your bulletin, there's a guide. En el boletín hay una guía. And I don't know if you recognize, but verse 6 and 7 are the main verses that we're basing our theme for the year. Los versículos 6 y 7 que vamos a repasar hoy son la base del tema del año. And what a better time than in the middle of the year. It's just a week ago was technically the middle, the second half of the year. Técnicamente la semana pasada era el comienzo de la segunda parte del año. But what a better way than to remember that which we started at the beginning of the year. ¿Qué mejor manera que comenzar la segunda parte del año que recordar lo que comenzamos al principio del año? And this time I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach. Esta vez lo voy a enfatizar ciertas cosas diferentes. So it's not exactly the same message. No es el mismito mensaje. But anyway, let's look at the scripture, Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7. That's what we're going to focus on today, part 1. Vamos a mirar hoy, enfocarnos en Colosenses 2, 6 y 7. Esos van a ser el énfasis de este día. And so, follow in your Bibles. Pueden seguir en sus Biblias. And I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible in English. En español, la Biblia de las Américas. And so, God's Word says, la palabra del Señor dice, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in Him. Por tanto, de la manera que recibiste a Cristo Jesús el Señor, así andad en Él. Having been firmly rooted and now built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. Firmemente arraigados y edificados en él y confirmados en vuestra fe, tal como fuiste instruidos, rebosando de gratitud. Amén. May God bless the reading of His word to our hearts and minds. Que el Señor bendiga la lectura de su palabra a nuestras mentes y corazones. So the very first point today is that spiritual fullness in Christ, llenura espiritual en Cristo, begins with receiving Jesus as Lord. Comienza recibiendo a Cristo como Señor. That's the foundation. Esa es la fundación. If you miss that, you miss everything else. Si te pierdes esto, lo pierdes todo lo demás. It has to begin with receiving Jesus as Lord. Tiene que comenzar con recibir a Cristo como Señor. Welcoming Him, the person of Jesus. Dándole la bienvenida a tu vida, la persona de Cristo. Jesus is not an idea. Jesús no es una idea. He's not just a historical figure. Él no simplemente es una figura en la historia. He is the Son of God, es el Hijo de Dios, the Messiah, el Mesías, and the one through whom we have new life, y en el que Él tenemos nueva vida. Have you welcomed the person of Jesus into your life? ¿Has dado la bienvenida la persona de Jesús en tu vida? Or is he merely someone interesting to think about? ¿O meramente es alguien interesante de pensar en él? That is so important. Es tan importante because if he's just someone that you think about and think he's interesting, si simplemente es una persona interesante, if he's simply a teacher, si es un maestro, then he cannot transform your life. Él no puede transformar tu vida, much less save you, y menos salvarte. Jesus has to be Lord. Jesús tiene que ser Señor. But you have to welcome the person of Jesus. Tienes que darle la bienvenida a la persona de Jesús. What does it mean for Jesus to be Lord? I found this definition. I thought it was pretty good. ¿Qué significa ser? Significa que Jesús sea Señor de nuestra vida, of our life. Encontré esta definición y pensé que estaba muy buena. And it says, Jesus is our ruler. Jesús es nuestro gobernador. If he's Lord, si es Señor. He's sovereign, es soberano. He's not just like a partial ruler, no es un gobernante parcial. He's sovereign, es soberano, all powerful, todopoderoso. He's owner of our life. Es dueño de nuestra vida. Master, amo. The sole authority. La única autoridad. O la autoridad suprema. The ultimate authority. Is Jesus Lord of your life? Es Jesús Señor de tu vida? Because there's a lot of people that say, Jesus is my Savior. Jesús es mi salvador. I don't want to go to the fire. No quiero ir al fuego. He's my insurance. Él es mi seguro. But the Bible doesn't teach that Jesus should simply be your fire insurance. La Biblia no nos enseña que Jesús meramente sea nuestro seguro contra el fuego. The Bible teaches us that Jesus is Lord. La Biblia nos enseña que Jesús es Señor and that he should be our Lord y que debe ser nuestro Señor. Do you know that even if he's not your Lord, he still is Lord? ¿Tú sabes que aunque él no sea tu Señor, es Señor? Whether you decide on this earth to submit to the Lordship of Christ, no importando lo que tú decidas hacer en esta tierra, si te sometes al Señorío de Cristo, Jesus will still be Lord at the end. Jesús siempre va a ser Señor al final. But you have a choice right now on this planet, this life that God gave you. Tú puedes escoger en esta vida que Dios te ha dado to make Jesus Lord of your life. Que hagas Jesús Señor de tu vida. That you would say, I surrender. Yo me someto. It's getting on your knee, spiritually speaking. Es ponerte en tus rodillas espiritualmente. I mean, in the old days when you got in front of a king, en los días antiguos cuando estabas en frente del rey, and let's say David here, great name. Qué buen nombre for a king, right? Good name for a king. If David was the king, si David era el rey, and I was coming and declaring myself that he was Lord, si yo estaba declarando que él era el Señor como rey, I would need to kneel down. Me tendría que arrodillar. Have you done that with Jesus? ¿Has hecho eso con Jesús? Is Jesus your friend only? ¿Es amigo solo tu? ¿Es Jesús solo tu amigo? Jesus should be your friend if you're a believer. Jesús debería de ser tu amigo, but he's not just your friend. Pero él no es meramente tu amigo. Friends are walking side by side. Los amigos están caminando. They're equals. Son iguales. We're not equal to Jesus. No somos iguales a Jesús. When Jesus is Lord, cuando Jesús es Señor, we bow down. Nosotros nos arrodillamos al Señorío de Jesús, the Lordship of Christ. He's in charge. Él está encargado. I like to think of it this way too, like a car, driving a car. Me gusta pensar así como manejando un carro. When we're baby Christians, cuando somos cristianos bebés, we have this idea that the car is my life. Tenemos la idea que el carro es mi vida. And you're like, hop aboard, Jesus. Métate mi carro, Jesús. And Jesus is sitting in the back seat. Y Jesús anda sentado atrás. Jesus is on board now. Ya está Jesús en mi vida. All right. Woohoo! Look at where I'm going to go and Jesus is with me. Mira donde voy a ir y Jesús anda conmigo. Jesus is with me. Jesús está conmigo. I'm covered. Estoy cubierto. But then maybe we become a teenager in Christ. Nos hacemos adolescentes en Cristo. And now Jesus is sitting next to us. Y tal vez ahora Jesús anda al par de nosotros. And now we think Jesus is the co-pilot. Jesús es el copiloto. Ooh. Jesus is moving up. And maybe even we might say he's the navigator. Es el navegador. He's telling us where to go, but we're still behind the wheel. Él nos está diciendo dónde ir, pero estamos detrás del boletín. El timón. Detrás del boletín. But we still think we're in control. Pero todavía pensamos que estamos en control. Oh, because we're Americans and we're independent. Somos americanos y independientes. Okay. But where is the fullness of Christ? ¿Dónde está la llenura de Cristo? I'm not driving anymore. When I mature in Christ, cuando maduro en Cristo, deeper and higher, alto y profundo, Jesus is driving. Jesús está manejando. And I'm just thankful to be on board. Y yo estoy simplemente agradecido de andar con él. Amén. Woo, I know. Not as many amens sometimes because that's just the thought that it's hard for us. Es difícil para nosotros. In our humanity, it's hard. Letting go of the wheel. Soltar el timón. How many of you would let go of the wheel while you're driving? ¿Cuántos soltarían el timón mientras andan manejando? I don't want to look. No quiero mirar. Please. I used to have a friend he would drive. Tenía un amigo que manejaba. I won't even mention his name. No voy a mencionar su nombre. I love him. Lo amo. But I never want to get in a car with him again. Nunca quiero meterme en un carro con él. Do you have a friend like that? ¿Tienes un amigo así? The whole time, you got to be like, We all have a friend like this. Sometimes he would pull this maneuver. A veces hacía esto, where there were no hands on the wheel, no había manos en el timón, and I was like, "What are you doing? ¿Qué estás haciendo?" He was driving with his legs. He had the ability. He had a big enough steering wheel. Tenía un timón suficiente grande that he could steer it with his legs. I'm like, "No, I'm done. That's my last time riding in a car with you. Mi última vez." But with Jesus, in essence, we're letting go. Con Jesús estamos soltando. When we say he's Lord, cuando decimos que él es Señor de nuestra vida, we're letting him take control. Estamos dejando que él tome control. And obviously, he does it more and more in our life as we allow. Lo hace más y más en nuestra vida mientras nosotros vamos rindiéndonos. As we surrender, mientras rendimos más. And it'll be a lifetime process. Va a ser un proceso de toda la vida. But have you in your heart decided, Jesus, you are Lord? ¿Has decidido en tu vida, Jesús, eres Señor? And I may fail, voy a fracasar, but Lord Jesus, my intention is that you be Lord. Pero mi intención es que tú seas Señor. Look at what the Bible says. Let's go back really quick here. In your bulletin, there's a couple of verses, at least the references, están las referencias. And I do that on purpose because I want you to learn to turn in your Bibles. Yo quiero que ustedes busquen en sus Biblias. Sometimes in the modern church, we've forgotten about searching in the scriptures. Nos hemos olvidado de buscar en las escrituras. But the Bible is our sword. La Biblia es nuestra espada. But can you imagine going out to war? Imagínense ir a la guerra and you've never touched your sword y nunca has tocado tu espada. And now you're supposed to be good at it? Y ahora debe de ser bueno. Even people that watch Star Wars get good, right? Zoom, 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 zoom. Okay, bad analogy. But anyway, the point is we should know how to use God's word. Debemos de saber cómo usar la palabra de Dios. Amen? So Romanos 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, si confiesas con tu boca a Jesús como Señor, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, y crees en tu corazón que Dios lo resucitó de entre los muertos, you will be saved. Tú serás salvo. Wow! Salvation is recognizing that Jesus is Lord. Salvación es reconocer que Jesús es Señor. Confessing with your mouth. Confesándolo con tu boca. Your mouth, not your grandmother's mouth. Tu boca, no la boca de tu abuelita. Your mouth, not your mama's mouth. Tu boca, no la boca de tu mamá. Do you get what I'm saying? Your mouth, not the mouth of your husband or wife. Tu boca, no la boca de tu esposo o esposa. Because you confess. You're agreeing. Estás de acuerdo. You're declaring something powerful in reality. Estás declarando algo poderoso. It's a step. Es un paso. There's no way that we can say that Jesus is my Savior. Jesús es mi Salvador. And I don't like to talk about it. No me gusta hablar de eso. And I never tell anybody, nunca le cuento a nadie, because it's private. Es privado. Please, por favor. We need to be careful with that. Obviously, we're not going to just be saying it to make ourselves look spiritual. No lo vamos a decir solo por hacernos mirarnos espiritual. But when it's appropriate, you should talk about Jesus as your Savior. Cuando es apropiado, deberías de hablar de Jesús como tu Salvador. And not just your Savior, no solo tu Salvador, pero tu Señor, your Lord. People will go, whoa, what's that? ¿Qué es eso? And you can explain to them what it is. Le puedes explicar. It's radical, but it's part of our salvation. Es parte de nuestra salvación. Filipenses 2:10 y 11. Looking in your Bibles, turn in your Bibles. It's a little further ahead there in the New Testament. Un poquito más adelante, ahí en el Nuevo Testamento. One of the letters that Paul wrote, una de las cartas que escribió el apóstol Pablo. In verse 10-11, Philippians 2:10-11, Filipenses 2:10-11. So at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Para que el nombre de Jesús se doble toda rodilla. Of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. de los que están en el cielo y en la tierra y debajo de la tierra. Wow. And that verse 11, versículo 11, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father, y que toda lengua confiese que Jesús es Señor para gloria de Dios Padre. That's going to happen one day. Eso va a suceder. But the cool thing is you have a chance to do it now for salvation. Lo bonito es que tienes la oportunidad de hacerlo ahora para salvación. One day some people are just going to have to do it because he is Lord. Algún día los que lo han rechazado lo van a tener que hacer de todas maneras, pero ya no va a ser para salvación. It won't be for salvation anymore. Simply will be to declare a truth. Va a ser declarar una verdad. That he's Lord. Que él es Señor. All the people in the world that have ever said Jesus is nonsense, todos los que han dicho que Jesús no es nada, they will be on their knees declaring that he's Lord. Van a estar en su arrodillado declarando que él es Señor. Don't be that person. No seas esa persona. Don't be stubborn. Don't be foolish. No seas soberbio. There's still an opportunity right now for you to declare Jesus is Lord and to be saved. Que tú declares a Jesús como tu Señor y ser salvo. The second thing, spiritual fullness in Christ. La segunda, el segundo punto de llenura espiritual en Cristo is that we need to, like we said, recognize, receive Jesus as Lord. Tenemos que recibir Cristo como Señor, but we also need to walk in him. Tenemos que andar en él o caminar en él. We need to walk in him. And this is what's interesting is that as we read the scripture, we receive him, lo recibimos, and the natural next step is to walk. Y el próximo paso es andar, caminar. How many of you guys, when you were kids, ¿cuántos de ustedes cuando eran niños, when you were babies, eran bebés, you just liked to just sit there and not do anything? Les gustaba sentarse así y hacer nada. No, what did you like to do eventually? You wanted to crawl, right? Querían gatear. But what your real goal was is you wanted to walk. Quería caminar, remember that? Right? You kind of look like you're a little bit like you had a little something. Se ven medio intoxicados los niños ahí tratando de agarrarse. But you wanted to walk. Querías caminar, right? Because you wanted to get around. Querías andar. You wanted to see life. Querías mirar la vida. You didn't want to just be with mama, as beautiful as that was. No solo querías estar con mamá, por más bello que era. You wanted to live life. Querías vivir. And in Christ, we're designed to live spiritually. En Cristo estamos diseñados para vivir espiritualmente and to walk in him y caminar en él. Walk in him. Caminar en él. Not just with him, no solo con él, pero en él, in him. Are you hearing me, church? ¿Están escuchando, iglesia? A lot of times we think, oh, I want to walk with, quiero caminar con. No, walk in Jesus. Caminar en él. It's almost the idea of him carrying us as we go. Es casi la idea que él nos anda llevando mientras vamos. But we're going, vamos. But he is the vehicle. Él es el vehículo. Things change now. It's not so much my life. My life is in Christ. No es tanto mi vida. Mi vida ahora está en Cristo. In other words, it gets to a point that I can't separate my life and Jesus anymore. That's spiritual fullness. Esa llenura espiritual. Ya no puedo separar mi vida y Jesús. Ya no los puedo separar. I'm like, what do you mean one is over here and one is over there? No, no te entiendo que uno está aquí y uno está acá. It becomes like this. Se hace más y más así. It's the same. Es lo mismo. The more spiritually full you are, lo más lleno, estás lleno en el Señor, the more your life in Jesus becomes the same. Tu vida y Jesús se hacen igual as you walk. And so what do? To be walking, caminar en él, means to be rooted in him. Significa ser arraigado en él. And we talked about that, right? Going deeper, ir más profundo. So how can you go deeper? You've got to be planted. Tienes que estar arraigado. You've got to go. You've got to be rooted. How many of you have seen big trees? ¿Cuántos han visto árboles grandes? You know, there's all kinds of trees in the world. Hay muchos árboles en el mundo. Trees are fascinating. Son fascinantes. You know, some have really strong roots because they're all interconnected, like the redwoods. Los árboles redwood son fuertes porque todos están las raíces interconectadas. And they sometimes last for 1,000 years or more. A veces duran por 1,000 años o más. Did you know that? Maybe there's a tree right now that was around when Jesus was around. Tal vez hay un árbol que estaba cuando estaba Jesús. We should hug that tree. Debemos abrazar ese árbol. Anybody here ever hug a tree? ¿Han abrazado un árbol? You know, I tried it one time. I liked it. Lo probé una vez, me gustó. Okay, sorry. Pastor being a little silly. But the point is that trees are strong because of the strong roots. Las raíces, los árboles son fuertes porque tienen raíces fuertes. And that's what the Lord desires for us, that we get deep in Him, que seamos profundos en Él. That's spiritual fullness in Christ. Esa es llenura espiritual en Cristo. When your roots are that deep in Him, cuando tus raíces están así de profundas en Él. Because when the storms of life come, cuando vienen las tormentas de la vida, you're not going to get knocked down. No te van a tambalear y echarte al suelo. You're going to be strong. Vas a ser fuerte. But not because you're such a beautiful tree. No porque eres un árbol tan bonito o bonita. And you are beautiful trees, let me tell you. Y sí, aquí hay, solo hay árboles bonitos aquí. There's only pretty trees, beautiful trees here. But it's not about you. No se trata de ti. It's what's underneath. Es lo que está debajo. That's why you can be strong in the middle of the storm. Por eso puedes ser fuerte en medio de la tormenta. But you know, wishy-washy people that are like, oh, I'm with Jesus today. Estoy con Jesús hoy. And then they start having problems. Empiezan a tener problemas. Oh, I don't know. Yo no sé. I guess Jesus is cool. Sí, es bueno Jesús, pero I don't know if I'm like going to accept all of the Bible. No sé si voy a aceptar toda la Biblia. No. You have to have deep roots in Christ. Tienes que tener raíces profundas en Cristo. That's what makes you strong no matter what. Eso es lo que te hace fuerte, no importa lo que pasa. That's what gives you strong conviction when the enemy comes to tempt you. Es lo que te da convicción cuando viene el enemigo a tentarte. And all of us here will get tempted. Todos aquí vamos a pasar tentación. But our roots in Christ is what helps deliver us. Nuestras raíces en Cristo es lo que nos rescata. Time and time again. And look what the result is. ¿Cuál es el resultado when we have those? Es la fruta, ¿va? Look at what it says in Proverbs really quickly. Proverbs 11:30. Proverbios 11:30. If you don't have time to turn, just write down. It's there. The reference is there. Look at what Proverbs 11:30 says. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and the one who is wise saves lives. El fruto del justo es árbol de vida. Y que gana almas es sabio. El que gana almas es sabio. Wow. The fruit of the righteous. If you're in Jesus, the fruit coming from your life will be life. El fruto se va a ver como vida en tu vida. La vida en Cristo. There'll be life coming from you. Va a venir vida de ti. People will be like, man, I feel so alive when I'm around you. Me siento tan vivo cuando ando contigo. Because it's Jesus in us. Es Jesús en nosotros. They're like, oh, I just enjoy being with you. Me disfruto andar contigo. You're so positive. Eres tan positivo. No, I've got Jesus. Tengo a Jesús. Trust me, I'm not that positive. Confía en mí, no soy tan positivo. You don't see me in other moments. I can be negative. También puedo ser negativo. But you know who lifts me up, quien me levanta? It's Jesus, Jesús. That's why I can smile even on bad days. Puedo sonreír aún en los malos días. And not to be fake. No es que vamos a ser plásticos y a la fuerza. No, sincerely, sinceramente. Jesus can help you smile sincerely even on difficult days. Jesús te puede ayudar a sonreír sinceramente aún en días difíciles. Galatians 5:22 and 23, Galatas 5:22 y 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Mas el fruto del Espíritu es amor, gozo, paz, paciencia, benignidad, bondad, fidelidad, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Mansedumbre, dominio propio, contra tales cosas no hay ley. The deeper your roots are in Christ, the more beautiful the fruit of God in your life. Entre más profundo están tus raíces en el Señor, más fruto se va a ver de Dios. We wonder, why don't I see that more? Why don't I see these things more in life? ¿Por qué no veo estas cosas más en mi vida? Because we're not going deep enough in Christ. No estamos yendo profundamente en Cristo. Don't be satisfied just with Sunday. No te satisfagas solo con domingo. How many of you guys just like to eat once a week? I always like to double check. There's always a couple. ¿Quién les gusta comer sola vez a la semana? Una vez a la semana. Yo sé que siempre hay uno o dos. How many? One time a week eaters? ¿Que les gusta comer una vez a la semana? Nobody. Nadie, right? Because we need to eat daily. Tenemos que comer diariamente, and not just once. We even eat three times a day. A veces hasta comemos tres veces al día. Imagine that. Three times. Tres veces. And God's word, once a week. Palabra de Dios, una vez a la semana. I'm okay. Satisfied. Satisfecho. Strong. Fuerte. That's not true. You need to eat every day. Tienes que comer todos los días. Are you eating? ¿Estás comiendo? And guess what? You can eat throughout the day. Puedes comer entre todo el día. God's word never runs out. Nunca se acaba la palabra de Dios. And the treasure he has for you, el tesoro que tiene para ti. My worst days are when I'm not filling up with God's word. Mis peores días son los días que no me estoy llenando con la palabra de Dios. And then also we need to be built up. Tenemos que ser edificados en él. How many of you feel like you're a stone? How many of you guys here would say, stones and me, I love it. That just describes who I am. ¿Cuántos dirían aquí que piedras, yo? Es una buena descripción de lo que yo soy. Soy una piedra. Probably nobody would do that, right? Is a stone something that you would think of as alive? ¿Pensarían ustedes una piedra como algo que está vivo? Probably the very exact opposite, right? Lo opuesto. If you look at a stone, si miras una piedra, it's the first thing from being alive. Es lo que menos pensamos que está vivo. But look at what the Bible says. Miren lo que dice la Biblia in 1 Peter. Speaking of Peter, Primera de Pedro, 2:5. This is one of my favorite verses, uno de mis versículos favoritos. Because it's like, what? ¿Qué? You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. También vosotros como piedras vivas, sed edificados como casa espiritual para un sacerdocio santo, para ofrecer sacrificios espirituales aceptables a Dios por medio de Jesús. Wow. Where did people used to worship in the Old Testament? ¿Dónde adoraba la gente en el Antiguo Testamento? In the temple. Templo. What was it made out of? Stones. ¿De qué los hacían? Piedras. And people would go there to give sacrifices. Daban sacrificios al Señor, right? They would go worship there. Iban a adorar. But now God is saying that you are the temple. Tú eres el templo. When you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, cuando recibes Jesús como Señor y Salvador, he's building you up. Él te está edificando a ti. So you can be a living temple, para que seas un templo viviente, offering sacrifices and praise to God continually throughout your life, throughout your day. Ofreciendo sacrificio de adoración al Señor continuamente cada día. You're a walking temple of God. Tú eres un templo de Dios caminando viviente si estás en Cristo. Isn't that exciting? Emocionante. But you know, honestly, sometimes we look a little more like that. Honestamente, a veces nos miramos más así. We're not a finished product. No somos un producto que ha sido terminado. We're going to have struggles. Vamos a tener luchas. But I want you to know that just because you're under construction, solo porque estás debajo de construcción, that God isn't going to complete the job. Que Dios no va a completar el trabajo. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Aquel que ha comenzado la obra, la buena obra en ti, será fiel en completarla. How many of you believe it? ¿Cuánto lo creen? So be encouraged. Sean animados. But Lord, I want to be that. Living stones. Piedras vivientes. For you. So you can do something through me. Para que puedas hacer algo a través de mí. So people will see Jesus. Para que la gente vea a Jesús. But that you would be glorified. Pero que tú seas glorificado. How many of you love the idea of pleasing somebody that you love? ¿Cuántos de ustedes les encanta la idea de agradar a alguien que ustedes aman? Okay. Anybody here feel like you've been in love? ¿Han estado enamorados? Violin. Violín. Hearts in the eyes. Corazones en los ojos. Wow. I love the way she talks. Me encanta cómo habla. Wow. Oh, their name. El nombre de ellos. It's the most beautiful sound. Es el sonido más bonito. The way they walk, como caminan. Oh. Oh, and when they smile, cuando sonríen. It's like rain coming. Es como la lluvia que cae. And we like to please them, right? Nos gusta agradarlos. How much more then when we think about worship? Cuando más cuando pensamos en adoración. Think about pleasing God. Piensa en agradar a Dios. That when you're a living temple, living stones, cuando tú eres un templo viviente para el Señor, He smiles, Él sonríe. He's pleased. Él está agradecido. Él se siente bien. And I don't know about you, but there's nothing that makes me happier than to think that Jesus somehow could be happy because of the way that He's living through me. No hay nada que me pueda hacer más contento que pensar que Jesús está contento de cómo yo estoy permitiendo que Él viva en mí. It's about Him. Se trata de Él. Last point. Último punto. This will be a quick one. Va a ser rápido. Spiritual fullness is also, in the end, about overflowing with gratitude. Se trata de rebosar de gratitud. If you've received Jesus as Lord and Savior, si has recibido a Cristo como Señor y Salvador, if you've come to that point in your life, and you can honestly go back and you can say, yes, I'm walking in Him, estoy caminando en Él, the end result is gratitude. El resultado es gratitud. How many of you are thankful to the Lord right now? ¿Cuántos de ustedes están agradecidos con el Señor? Just something in your life, algo en tu vida. You know, gratitude is probably one of the greatest indicators that Jesus lives in you. La gratitud es uno de los indicadores más fuertes que Cristo vive en ti. You cannot have spiritual fullness in Christ. No puedes tener llenura espiritual en Cristo without overflowing with gratitude. Sin rebosar de gratitud. You know what I mean? And I can't do it here quite all the way. But, you know, this represents us. Esto nos representa. And this represents Jesus. Esto representa a Jesús. And He flows much better. Él fluye mucho mejor. And just filling us, llenándonos con Él. And of course, I can overflow a little bit. Puedo rebosar un poquito. Not too much. There it is. That's close enough. And when we are filled with Him, cuando estamos llenos de Él, we're full of gratitude. Estamos llenos de gratitud. And it flows over, rebosa. And not only does it touch us, no solo nos toca a nosotros, it touches other people. You know, I didn't want to spill water all over this, but I think you get the point. No quería derramar agua sobre todo eso, pero el punto es que no solo nos toca a nosotros. It doesn't just touch us. Other people see that and they feel it. Otra gente lo ve y lo siente. What's different in your life? ¿Qué es diferente en tu vida? Jesus, I'm so filled with the love of Christ. Estoy tan lleno del amor de Cristo that I can't help but thank Him all the time. No puedo evitar darle gracias todo el tiempo. How beautiful that is. Qué bello es eso. Don't be filled with negative and complaint. No seas lleno de negativo y quejas. Someone walking around always complaining, there's something wrong. Alguien que anda caminando y siempre quejándose, hay algo que va mal. We need to overflow with gratitude in Jesus. Debemos de rebosar con gratitud en Cristo. And the cool thing about it is that there's enough for everyone. There's enough of Jesus for everyone. There's enough, not just you, no solo tú, for everyone. And I can get one of these for every single person representing. And there's enough of Jesus for everyone. Hay suficiente de Jesús para cada uno. Over and over and over, una y otra vez. limitless, sin límite. He can do that in every life that comes to know him. Él puede hacer eso en cada vida, vida que viene a conocer. So don't lose hope for others. No pierdas esperanza para los demás. There's some people that we think there's no way. But we're the problem. Nosotros somos el problema. Our mentality is the problem. Nuestra mentalidad. Jesus can fill someone, overflowing, anybody. Él lo puede hacer con cualquier persona. Are you thankful? ¿Estás agradecido? Look with me really quickly. 1 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonicenses, 5:18. If you don't believe me, the Bible says, and we're going to close, and in a moment I'm going to ask that our team would come. En un momento voy a pedir que venga nuestro equipo. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 dice, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Dad gracias en todo, porque es la voluntad de Dios para vosotros en Cristo Jesús. Now, you know what's interesting is, it just doesn't say, give thanks for everything. Esto no dice, da gracias por todo. Give thanks in all circumstances. Da gracias en todo. In other words, give thanks that God is with you even when the bad things come, because he's with you. Da gracias en los momentos difíciles porque él está contigo. You're not alone. No estás solo. You have his help. Tienes su ayuda. You could be alone. Podrías estar solo, but you're not. If you know Jesus as Lord and Savior, si conoces a Jesús como Señor y Salvador, he will never leave you or forsake you. Nunca te desampará. Nunca. Because he's not a liar like the devil. No es mentiroso como el diablo. Believe his word. Crea su palabra. You are Lord. Tú eres Señor. And I am thankful. Y yo estoy agradecido. And my life will never be the same. Mi vida nunca va a ser igual. And even if everybody else leaves me, y aunque me dejen todo lo demás, Jesus, you never will leave me. Nunca me dejarás. And I will walk in you for the rest of my life. Y caminaré en ti el resto de mi vida. You will take me to the goal. Tú me vas a llevar a la meta. Jesus will get you there. Jesús te va a llevar. You're not going to get yourself there. Jesus is going to get you there. Tú no vas a llegar ahí. Jesús te va a llevar ahí. But you need to trust him with everything. Pero tienes que confiar en él con todo. Stop trusting in yourself. Deja de confiar en ti. Stop trusting in other people. Deja de confiar en otra gente. Stop trusting in the government. Deja de confiar en el gobierno to solve all your problems, resolver todos tus problemas. Trust in the Lord Jesus. Confía en el Señor Jesús. I know it's easy to say that. Yo sé que es fácil decirlo. But it's powerful to live it. Es poderoso vivirlo. And when we live it, our lives are never the same. Cuando lo vivimos, ya no es igual nuestra vida. I want us to pray. Quiero que oremos. And as our music team is playing, mientras está tocando el equipo de música, helping us to worship, ayudándonos a adorar. Thank you, brother. I want us to reflect this morning. No worries, brother. It's not important. Thank you. Quiero que reflejemos en esta mañana. Is Jesus Lord of my life? ¿Es Jesús Señor de mi vida? Am I walking in him? ¿Estoy caminando en él? Rooted, arraigado, built up, edificado. It all comes back to the word. Regresa a la palabra. If we haven't been in the word and instructed, si no hemos estado en la palabra instruidos, then we won't be. No vamos a estar. But it's much more than Sunday. Es más que el domingo. You know, that's why we have the koinonia groups. Tenemos los grupos de koinonia. So we can get deeper. Para ir más profundo. So we can get support. Para tener apoyo. We can have true fellowship. Tenemos compañerismo verdadero. Not superficial. No superficial. That you can know the things that make your neighbor cry. Que sepa las cosas que hacen tu vecino llorar. Your brother, your sister, tu hermano. You can know the things that makes them smile. Puedes saber las cosas que los hace sonreír. That you can walk. We can walk. We can walk together in Christ. Podemos caminar juntos en Cristo. He didn't call us to do it by ourselves. No nos llamó a hacerlo solito. Too many of us are walking in Him, trying to walk in Him by ourselves. Demasiado de nosotros estamos tratando de caminar en Él solos. We can't do it. No lo podemos hacer. He is Lord. Eres Señor of the body, del cuerpo. If you are in Christ, you're a part of this body. Si estás en Cristo, eres parte de este cuerpo. And when you're absent, it hurts. Y cuando eres ausente, duele. A mí me duele. Al Señor le duele. It hurts. It hurts me. It hurts the Lord. And it's not about Sunday attendance. Don't misunderstand. No estoy hablando de estar cada domingo. Es lindo, por favor, me encantaría. It's wonderful, I would love it. But I'm talking about disconnecting from the body during the week. Yo estoy hablando de desconectarnos del cuerpo en la semana. That breaks God's heart. Quiebra el corazón del Señor. Are we looking for each other? Estamos buscándonos. A text, un texto, a call, una llamada, a visit, una visita, a koinonia group, un grupo de koinonia. When will we want more? ¿Cuándo vamos a desear más? And I'm talking about myself too. Estoy hablando de mí también. Spiritual fullness in Christ. Llenura espiritual en Cristo. Let's not be satisfied with crumbs. No seamos satisfechos con las migas. When the Lord has a banquet, a feast, cuando el Señor tiene un banquete. The world's offering fakeness. El mundo está ofreciéndonos tonterías. Y el Señor nos ofrece lo mejor. The Lord's offering us the best. Will you declare Jesus as Lord? ¿Declararás a Jesús como Señor? I invite you to do that. Te invito. In your home, en tu hogar. Wherever you are, donde sea que estás. If today the Lord has spoken to you in some way, I just want to ask you to come. Come and come to the altar. Ven al altar. The Lord's altar, el altar del Señor. Come and give it to Him. Ven y dáselo a Él. What has He put in your heart? ¿Qué ha puesto en tu corazón? Come. I want to pray for anybody. I want to pray for myself. Quiero orar por cualquiera, por yo mismo. We want your fullness. Queremos tu llenura, Señor. I don't want halfway anymore. No quiero a medias. Quiero todo del Señor. I want all that the Lord has for me. In every part of my life, en cada parte de mi vida, that person I'm going to marry, esa persona con quien me voy a casar, that job, ese trabajo, whatever it is, I want the fullness of Christ. Quiero la llenura de Cristo in every part of my life, en cada parte de mi vida. I want it. Lo quiero. And I say this with love, lo digo con amor, because I need it too, porque yo lo necesito también. As we sing, if you want to come, come. If the Lord's calling you. Mientras cantamos, si quieres venir, venga, si el Señor te está llamando. Be in prayer, worship the Lord, estemos en oración, adoremos al Señor. Gracias, hermano.